Kisses, Ace Frehley says that Travis Scott's festival was a satanic ritual gone bad. And we look back at our discussion with Pastor Joe Schimmel regarding Travis Scott and the spirit of music. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking back at a recent discussion that we had out in Texas that we did share onto our YouTube channel only to have YouTube take our discussion down. And that discussion with our family and friends and brothers and sisters in Christ out in San Antonio, Texas, most recently, was regarding Travis Scott and the spirit of music. And we talked with Pastor Joe Schimmel on that, and we'll be putting a link in the description to that video for you who can still watch it. We've had a number of people contact us from Australia, New Zealand, Finland, also from Canada and so forth, who have said, hey, I can't watch this here. And so I thought it would be great for us to go over not only some of the things we discussed, and you guys can hear a couple of the clips from that presentation, but also there are some updates that have happened, and some of those are quite sad. In fact, Ezra Blunt, the 9-year-old boy critically injured during Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, died this Sunday after more than a week in a medically induced coma. His family's lawyer said he is now the 10th person killed in the wake of the November 5th concert. Now, for many people, they've been looking at this. I've seen a number of videos online, and we have had more people, before we did in fact do something on the subject, we had more people contacting us saying, please speak to this. This stuff looks satanic. And at first glance, I had to agree. And at second glance, I just agreed all the more. And when you see that 10 different people lost their lives, a young girl right after the very morning that we recorded our commentary on what took place at that Astroworld Festival, that morning a young lady that was a Texas A&M student passed away and was the 9th victim, only to round it out recently with this 9-year-old boy who passed away at the concert. And I would say, knowing that this man, Travis Scott, has songs like Pornography and Drugs, You Should Try It, you really have to wonder why someone would bring a child to this concert when you know that Travis Scott, over the course of time, has literally told his audience when someone tried to grab his shoe, beat the blank out of that person. Blank him up. When this is the nature of this man over and over again, and then when we look at the advertisements of said event, we need to recognize what's going on. But before I tell you my opinion fully in this episode, I want you to hear, this was here what I read as a Facebook post from Kiss's Ace Frehley. Now, I'm sure you could go look at Kiss and recognize exactly what spirit thereof, but nonetheless, this is what Ace Frehley had to say regarding the show. He posted a picture with socks that say, "Not today, Satan." And this is what it said. In regard to what happened in Houston, Texas, our prayers go out to all the families who lost loved ones at the concert. Seems like it was a satanic ritual gone very wrong. There'll be hell to pay for everyone who lets those kids die. All people of every faith and religion should band together to stop this from ever happening again in America. God bless. Now, you'll notice if you see that Facebook post that he puts Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Judaism, It looks like he uses two symbols for Judaism as and so forth, and says, God bless, and we should all come together. No, we shouldn't all come together. Let's just get that out and recognize the spirit of Antichrist behind that sort of statement. But the reality is this is someone who, I mean, if you look at Kisses, the songs that they would write, the blood that would drip down the tongues and so forth during their acts, we don't have to wonder what spirit they are of. But the recognition of what was taking place at this concert, when we put these things together, because far too many people will look at something like this and simply say, you guys are just involved in satanic panic. You're saying this is satanic and Satan's behind these deaths at this concert, but really people are just bad in their flesh. Funny enough, that's exactly what took place in a recent article regarding what happened at the concert, only to go on the much renowned and very secular, but calls itself Relevant, just relevant enough to not actually be Christian, Relevant magazine, where Tyler Huckabee, the writer, wrote about how everyone's saying it's Satan and it's just like the satanic panic back in the 1980s and that there's all these elites running things. But the Bible is actually clear, Mr. Huckabee. The fact is that the prince of the power of the air works through the sons of disobedience. The fact is that the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers in the heavenly places of darkness. This is a reality. It's set in stone, written in scripture, and your opinion doesn't matter. But I expect you not to think this is spiritual. Of course I expect you to look at something like this and say, oh, it's just bad flesh going on. Even though all the symbolism going into it was satanic, and we'll go over that. But I wanted to look at some of the articles written by this same person because it seems as though the same people that say, don't really look over there, there's nothing really going on, it's not that bad, will push very satanic, idolatrous, pagan ideas over and over again. And I just looked up, I said, I wonder, because Relevant Magazine is the same one who publishes books or articles by guys like John Pavlovitz who write about how the Bible can become an idol. But these same people actually write about idolatrous worship and then try to spin it as though it's Christianity. So the first thing I did is say, well, let's see, Tyler, you're the one complaining about satanic panic. Well, why don't we look at the other articles you've written? And I'll only read from three. The rest is just celebrity gobbledygook from let's write about Aubrey Plaza or let's write about Mark Wahlberg. Or here's some articles written by Tyler Huckabee, a renowned man of spiritual wealth. Here's what he says. This is an article. The Enneagram type of all the Avengers. Or why Thor Ragnarok succeeds. Daredevil is what happens when a TV show takes faith seriously. Guys, this is the nonsense that's written out there. And these are the types of people that are going out there talking about how dumb people are for thinking that there are actually satanic things in this realm that are actually affecting what's going on. Because let me go write this article against those people who would point out the wickedness behind these concerts. And let's actually write articles for things like Thor, for things like Daredevil, as if that's a great thing because they take faith seriously, or your Enneagram, for make-believe Avengers characters. I mean, this is nonsense. This is ridiculous. And this is why it's laughable when you write these articles and then come against people to say this is satanic. Do I think that every video that's online regarding what was going on at that concert is filled with nothing but truth? Absolutely not. There are people, without a doubt, that extrapolate, and that's not what we do here at the ministry. I'll tell you this. When I looked at the concert and when I saw that stage and when I did see an upside-down cross, I will be honest with you. The fact is that when you put together a stage and when you put the outlets going left and right and forward so that you can go into the crowd, that's the shape that it's going to be. But when that links up right into the mouth that says, see you on the other side, then I do have some questions. Either Travis Scott knows full well what he's doing in that imagery, or the people behind the artwork and the production and everything that's going on behind that, either he is fully aware of it or Satan is laughing at him. I do not believe that this concert took place with the amount of imagery and wickedness that they portrayed in advertising and during the concert, and all of that was out there and going on, and Satan was in the background going, man, I wish I would have thought of that. 10 young people dead at this concert, one of which, I don't know if it was the man who died ultimately, but a man is unconscious and to me looks absolutely dead as he is being crowd surfed as a limp body, as Travis Scott looks directly to him and begins humming. No wonder guys like Ace Frehley are saying this looks like a satanic ritual. He was numb to the fact that this person looks like he's dead and he doesn't care. Because ultimately, guys, this is a spirit behind it. This is why when we look at the advertisements for it, I'm going to go over these and you guys can see them here on the screen. Obviously, you see the clip where it says the image from Cactus Jack's official Instagram page that says, see you on the other side. I wonder what side that is. Or the article that actually went out in the Houston Chronicle, and this is what it looks like. There is Travis Scott dressed up with sharp teeth and looks like a demon with quotes like, who knows what lies beneath the surface, calling itself Weekly World Truths, saying the true dystopia is here. And when the end arrives, it's really the beginning. The reality is this dystopia, this idea that it was putting forth to bring people to this concert, all of these things, including when we see when the end arrives, it's really the beginning. When we look at that, we recognize that's actually true. The fact is that there is eternal life and there is eternal damnation. At the end of Matthew chapter 25, Jesus was really clear. There'll be those who go to eternal joy, eternal bliss, and there will be those who go into eternal punishment. Aionios, aionios. That is a reality. The fact is it even warns of new converts in 1 Timothy chapter 3 to not make them elders or pastors because they will be puffed up and fall under the same condemnation as Satan. And Revelation is quite clear that Satan goes and has eternal conscious torment. So we need to look at this and recognize not only the imagery of what he's wearing at the concert, he has a t-shirt on where it's seemingly drawing from the red pill, blue pill dynamic where he goes from blue over to this, through this door over to being red pilled, so to speak, entering accordingly to this new dystopia, entering into the other side where, guys, this is a spiritual reality. And if you don't want to believe me, if you don't want to believe Pastor Joe, how about you hear someone who is in the industry telling you quite clearly that rock and roll as a whole is not simply melodies and tunes made by instruments, but actually there's a spirit behind it.
Are we rock and roll? And I say you right, we rock and roll. See, rock and roll is not an instrument. Rock and roll is not even a style of music. Rock and roll is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's been going since the blues, jazz, bebop, soul, R&B, rock and roll, heavy metal, punk rock, and yes, hip hop. And what connects us all is that spirit. That's what connects us all, that spirit. Rock and roll is not conforming to the people who came before you, but creating your own path in music and in life. That is rock and roll, and that is us.
You know, when you listen to that clip, and you see Ice Cube there talking about, and that's because they're being inducted, NWA is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he expresses quite clearly something we've been expressing at Good Fight Ministries. And Pastor Joe Schimmel has been expressing long before I was saved, because It was this very understanding when I, as an atheist, came to the understanding that rock and roll as a whole is a spirit, that there is a spirit behind what is going on, and that it wasn't something that just happened to be satanic with my favorite band at the time. It wasn't just this one person who happened to think this weird thing and that it got passed along, but that really there is a satanic thread all along these lines pushing the same exact narrative. And I want to point out, notice where Ice Cube starts. He says it started with the blues. And in our presentation, Travis Scott and the Spirit of Music, I actually asked Joe Schimmel, Pastor Joe Schimmel, that exact question. Why do you believe he said it started with the blues?
Probably because the blues master that was known for the spirit of rock and roll would be Robert Johnson, king of the Delta Blues. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it talks about Robert Johnson and the legendary Robert Johnson selling his soul, you know, for fame. And in our video, they sold their souls for rock and roll. We go way back to the beginning. You know, people think it started with Elvis, but we go back to Robert Johnson, and we show where, you know, people that knew him, musicians that were considered far better than him at first and so forth, talking about the racket he played. He could know how to play guitar. They'd get on the guitar after the people left and try to play, and then before you knew it, he went to the crossroads. We don't know exactly what happened, but he came back a new man, and this guy, who's this new man, picking up his guitar now, is playing, sometimes sounds like two or three guitars at once. His style just, and but the crazy thing is his lyrics, you know. He was singing about, you know, me and Satan, you know, basically walking side by side, you know, I'm going to beat my woman until I'm satisfied, you know. He sings about going to the crossroads and all those things. And
hellhound on his trail.
Hellhound on his trail, because, you know, that early death syndrome with a lot of pop and rock stars that happened long before the, you know, rock music, where people were dying young. We're talking about death right now and so forth. So this is a theme that's been going on for a long, long time. There is a spirit behind it. The Bible says, you know, notice he said ditching the old paths, right? The Bible says seek out the ancient paths, you know. Jesus, long before rock and roll, said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus said the broad road leads to destruction, and most people are on that road. But narrow is the gate, and straight is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. This little tiny short life that you live, like a vapor, man, you want to make sure you're right with Jesus, you're on the narrow path, your sins are forgiven, otherwise you're going into a Christless eternity forever and ever. So we want to make sure we are on the right road, and you want to make sure you understand that there is a spirit behind all of this. Zeppelin, one of the biggest bands of all time, there's House of the Holy. Speaking of death, their album House of the Holy has a guy holding up a sacrifice when you open up the album to a beaming light coming from a castle, just like Crowley talked about sacrifice for, you know, sacrificing children to Satan for power. Jimmy Page said, big names aren't not made today through the ready, steady, go, but through practicing the magic of Aleister Crowley. Well, in the song House of the Holy, which is from a different album than that one by Led Zeppelin, they talk about, is your head spinning faster? You're dizzy when you're stoned? Let the music be your master. Will you heed the master's call, Satan and man? There's a spirit behind it, and it's the demonic, satanic, rebellious spirit, that first fallen angel.
You know, the very clip that ultimately got our video taken down was from our very own video on our Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel covering Bill Haley. Now, a lot of people don't know Bill Haley by name, but maybe you've heard of Rock Around the Clock. And what we showed there is that even the documentarians talking about Bill Haley actually mentioned that he was the Trojan horse of rock and roll, because when you looked at him, he looked like a nice old uncle. But the fact is that when they would play his music, people went nuts. People went crazy. In fact, in the very video clip that we shown that took down our Travis Scott video from a number of countries that we already put out, in that video, you see people breaking things and crashing things, even though the music sounds really vanilla. And the reason being is because it's exactly what we have been trying to say. It's exactly what Pastor Joe Schimmel has been trying to teach for over 30 years. And it's exactly what Ice Cube said, that ultimately it isn't just music, it's a spirit. It's actually a spirit of rebellion. It's a spirit of destruction. And guess what? The enemy, even if that's a false teacher as it is in John chapter 10, but your enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the reality. And whether you're talking about Van Halen breaking down hotel rooms and throwing TVs out, or Led Zeppelin, as Pastor Joe mentioned there, over and over and over again, we see the destruction. When we look back to the Woodstock, the original Woodstock that happened in the 1960s, and all the destruction that happened there, all of the drugs that were passed around back then. I mean, Jimi Hendrix lighting guitars on fire, right? And so forth. Then we look at the Woodstock that happened in 99, whether it was corn and all the giant fires that broke out and the crowd and the energy behind it, or whether it was DMX, who now has passed on. DMX, who was a drug addict, sadly enough, who would go back and forth between saying and admitting sometimes that he was on Satan's side. And he would go back and forth. He would rap about necrophilia. Then he would sing songs that seemed like a prayer. And he would talk about getting out of the rap game and so forth. But the drugs just wouldn't let go of him. It's very sad. But you see the energy behind this, whether it's Korn, right, a metal band playing, or whether it's DMX rapping, the same energy, the same thing, the same spirit going out. And that's what we're trying to get across, that that's the reality of what's taking place there. And I point out Bill Haley, I point out Led Zeppelin, I point out these bands, and I point out the modern artists as well, whether we talk about Billie Eilish or Slipknot or other bands we've covered in the past. The reality is you see the emotions, you see the spirit behind, you see when people would cry because they'd see Michael Jackson live in concert or the Beatles or so forth, you would see the emotions that would take place in people and how they would get riled up in their flesh. And then we look, and I want to read these lyrics, and we did this in our live show, but I want to read these lyrics, and a lot of people may not know who wrote this song or who made this song famous by performing it, but I'm going to read the lyrics and you tell me if these don't sound sinister when you really understand the spirit of rock and roll behind it. I've been alive forever and I wrote the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I write the songs. I write the songs that made the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write the songs, I write the songs. My home lies deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, I'm young again, even though I'm very old. Sounds like possession to me. Oh, my music makes you dance and gives your spirit to take a chance. And I write some rock and roll so you can move. Music fills your heart. Well, that's the real fine place to start. It's from me. It's for you. It's from you. It's from me. It's a worldwide symphony. And here's what Pastor Joe Schimmel had to say about that song.
Well, we're talking about the worldly songs here. It's nothing about Jesus giving glory to God. We're talking about who writes the songs, who stands behind the world's music. Jesus said that Satan is the god of this world. Amen. He's the prince of power of the air, as Chad mentioned earlier, the spirit that works through the children of disobedience. That song is, and it's interesting, there's barriers being pushed. These are the songs, I'm living within you, you know, the prince of power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. And it encourages you to take a chance, you know, chance. And I believe in this context, we talk about rock and roll in that context, it's talking about breaking the boundaries. And you know how we are when you're young, especially, you got energy and you test the boundaries and so forth, and hopefully you learn and get right with God. But music becomes a soundtrack. The secular worldly music becomes basically a soundtrack to destruction, to hell. And, of course, so you guys have heard that song, man, most of you, right? I was talking to a Christian artist named John Gibson years ago. He goes, man, have you ever heard that song? Who wrote that song, by the way? Who does that song? Who's that? Who? Your favorite artist is who? Oh, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. Barry Manilow. Well, he didn't write the song. He sang it. He made it really, really popular. That song really didn't take off until he sang it. But you know what? It was written by somebody else, which I found kind of interesting. You've heard of the Beach Boys, right? That song, Beach Boys, that song was written by Bruce Johnston, who from 65 after that, he was, you know, with the Beach Boys. But it's interesting, not long after 65, he and, you know, the Beach Boys were going on tour with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And they would do their music, then they'd have the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi indoctrinate the crowd into transcendental meditation and contacting the spirit world. Okay, what spirit world was the yogi talking about? In fact, he said through transcendental meditation, instead of getting going through different yoga type exercises to contact the spiritual world and be yoga means to yoke with Brahman and so forth, you could get in touch with all these spirits just through practicing transcendental meditation. Well, Brian Wilson, he's the considered the veritable genius of the Beach Boys. Songs would just come out of him, those melodies and everything else. Well, he was bedridden for years, guys, because he felt there were several different entities in him telling him that, you know, basically condemning him. And it goes pretty deep. You know, Rolling Stone talked about his eyes roll up in his head. Looks like they're describing an exorcism. You know, he couldn't even communicate with anybody for years. There's a spirit behind him. There's a spirit behind the Beach Boys, even, the pushing the Eastern mysticism, which the Bible warns about the religions that come from the East, speaking east of Jerusalem, which would be a far east, you know. And now those things become popular, but it was Bruce Johnston who wrote that song. And that song, I mean, guess what? If a lot of artists did it, people say that's pretty wicked. But since he was so vanilla, right, so mellow, people thought, oh, it must be just a sweet song and kind of cryptic a bit. And who's it talking about? Well, who's the God of rock and roll, you know? Most rock stars would tell you it wasn't God's music, you know? We're not talking about 4-4 time and stuff. We're talking about the spirit of a music of rebellion here and so forth. So we're talking about, a satanic spirit. And we need to be, brothers and sisters, I hope you're guarding your hearts. The Bible says to guard your hearts with all diligence because out of it come the springs of life.
A lot of people have pointed out that when you look at not just this year, but a number of different years where Travis Scott has performed, that you typically enter his mouth at some point going into the concert to enter into this dystopia. And a lot of people pointed out that this looks awfully similar to a 1575 painting called Christ in Limbo, where people are entering the gates of hell. And when I saw that, I thought of something very similar, not the old Catholic painting from the 1500s, but I thought specifically of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. In Isaiah, the 5th chapter, God is finishing his introduction to the book of Isaiah before he gets into the prophecies and everything that will take place. And one of the things that we read about over and over again in Isaiah is judgment and hope, and judgment and hope, and how really the judgment and hope is married one to another. They are married one to another. But what we see in Isaiah chapter 5, in the midst of, we are going to see hope ultimately, is this judgment on the Israelites, God's chosen people, because he has given them a vineyard and they were supposed to make him good fruit, and yet they made sour grapes. And one of the reasons, during the casting of woes, he starts to cast woes against the very things that they're doing. One of the things that they are doing specifically, when you get into verses 11 through 12 and so forth, is regarding them getting up and having festivals or banquets and singing music that has nothing to do with God, that makes no mention of his name or the fact that he is the one who made all things. And what it says here is very interesting in the text. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "Therefore Sheol has enlarged its throat, and it opens its mouth without measure." And if you are someone and you're new, and maybe you clicked on this video because you were a Travis Scott fan, you saw what evil was going on, recognize there's only one antidote. If we just sit here and complain, this is a useless video. But recognize that there is an antidote to all this evil. The fact is that each and every one of us, every single one of us is a sinner. God made laws and we broke them. But he said this, he is perfectly just in judging sin, but he is perfectly love in offering Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for sin, so that ultimately when God looks at you, if you take upon yourself, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of judgment, much worse than what's going to happen here and what took place here, on the day of judgment, when God looks at you, he won't look at your good works. He won't look at the things that you've done in the flesh, but he will look and see his son Jesus, or he will look and he will see the sins that you have committed against him. And you will get exactly what you deserve rather than Jesus taking upon himself the very things that you deserved. I pray that you would turn, you put your trust in Jesus when you see all this wickedness, turn from it and go towards the one true and living God. This has been Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.
The 511 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 511 News.